Shalom Aleichem, everybody. So we have this week's parasha is Seferes HaVidros, and today is Tu Bishvat. So I'll try to combine the two things. Now he asked a very interesting question that says that the Jewish people, a little bit later on, said Bochel and Mishpachosel, they were crying about their family with their families. So Rashi says that they were crying about the Suri Arayas. Married different people in the family, could marry an aunt, etc. So the question is, Geshen is Gaya, Kakatam Shanola Dami. The Gemara says that if a Gentile converts, he loses all relationships of family. So really, according to the Raisa, he could even marry his sister, the Gentile, she would convert, the brother could marry the sister, according to it's the Rabbanon, but with the rice, it's okay. So, why were they so upset? Both for the Mishpachosa, they can't marry family. Geshen is Gai, Kachot and Shinoladom. He had Sinai was Gerus, because the Gemara and Yavamis, that's all the dinim of Gerus from House Sinai, the Jewish people converted. Interesting question. Now, I'll discuss it also. So, Rav said that it's even though the Gemara does derive dinim of gerus of an individual ger from the gerus of Har Sinai, but they're fundamentally different, even though they're the same, but they're the same in terms of what you have to do, mila, tevila, kabbalas or mitzvahs, but in terms of the chalais, what happened was fundamentally different because individual guy converts, it's his gerus. He was a Gentile, now he became a Jew. When Am Yisrael converted to Har Sinai, it was a national gerus. Wasn't that 600,000 individuals converted? A nation converted. A nation converted. So it converted as an Am Yisrael. The Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov converted as the Yisrael Gadol, so they converted as the nation of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So when you convert as a nation, you don't lose all the relationships of Mishpacha. It was Mishpacha's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's the Halo Shem of the Am. It's the Nei Yisrael. So therefore, they kept all the dinim of Mishpacha. So that's the Rav established this fundamental point that the Gerus of Sinai was a Gerus of Am Yisrael. There's a very interesting Tosfos and Krisus and Daf Tes. Tosfos asks Akasha like this. He says that the Gemara says that the Magaya Har Sinai, they had Bris Mila and Tevila and Kabbalah Tzol Mitzvahs. So the Mila was in Mitzrayim because there had to be Malki called Pesach. And that was the Mila of Gerus. And then Mikvah said the Kiddashtem, Esha'am, V'chib, Susam, Losam. So they went to the Mikvah by Har Sinai. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, and this is actually the Rambam passage like this, that the Shevet Levi, Vischoi and So, the Shevet Levi, they kept the Bismila all the years in Egypt. The other Jews were Mevatel Bismila. Shevet Levi, they kept Bismila. So the Chayra, they did not have to do another Bismila for the Korban Pesach. So where was their Mila of Gerus? It's Kasha, the Ramban. Also has this Kasha in Yavam. So, where was the Bismila of Shevet Levi? So, for Gerus. So, Tosfos says they were doing the Bismil of Avraham. And the Bismil of Avraham, Lihibadel Meshachu Umais, that created a separate nation. Avraham Avinu was a separate nation. So that's also a Mila of Gerus. So Tais is also saying that in other words, like this, the Mila of Avraham is not a Mila of Mitzvahs, because he only had one Mitzvah, the first Mila. He didn't have any other Mitzvahs. So you can't call it a Mila of Mitzvahs. But it was a Mila of Am Yisrael. He did it with the Torah Yisrael. He had that mitzvah to do a milas Yisrael. So, at milah priya, whatever the din amar. So, and what did that accomplish? Taisus uses a lashon lihibadel mashal umos, to separate umma. So, he's a little bit of a hesitant. You know, there's a very big contemporary issue in Israel going on now for, I don't know, 30, 40 years since the Russians started to come to Israel. So many of the Russian immigrants were intermarried. So it's not a healthy situation in Israel to be intermarried. So they wanted to come up with a gerus for the non-Jewish partner. So, but Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is very hard for these people. The guy Mamish. So what kind of a gerus can you make? So some people thought that you can make the gerus, but this Taisva says that the Mila worked, so okay. So the Mila worked for Shevet Levi. There was a Mila of Lihibadel Meshachu Umos. So these Russian spouses, they want a Jewish. They want to be Israeli. They're happy to take the identity. They just don't want to do the mitzvahs. So we can do a gerus of to get the identity of a Jew without the chiva mitzvahs, which have Har Sinai. Okay, and many people were Magaya basically this way. And then, about 10 years ago, there was a revolution in the Chief Rabbinate, and it was an ongoing controversy. So the Rav, he came out that you have to have the mitzvahs, you just can't be Magaya. You say like this, Asher Bocha Bono Mikolo Amim, but not some Lano Esterosai. So Judaism is a duality. It's a religion, the Torah, and there's mitzvahs, there are religious things you have to do, the practices, and so on. But it's also a national identity. So the two things go together. You can't have one without the other. The Shevet Levi, at that point, when Avraham Avinu was before we got the mitzvahs of Pesach, Maror, and then the other mitzvahs of Har Sinai, so there were no mitzvahs, but there was Jewish identity. So that was the gerus of Avraham. But once he went to Sinai, so Shevet Levi did what they had to do. So that was good enough to finish it off at Sinai with the going to the mikveh, and then they were makabel the mitzvahs of Har Sinai. But once you have Har Sinai, and going forward post Har Sinai, you can't do one without the other. You can't say, I want to be Jewish, have a Jewish identity, but I'm not religious. I don't accept the religion. Or you say the other way, I accept the religion, but I don't accept a Jewish identity. There's an identity. We know from basically Jewish history, but really recent Jewish history, that attempts to try to split the two fail. It might take 100, 200 years, but it fails. For example, the Reform Movement, I remember when I was your age, so I used to, once in a while, they got a reform siddur. So the reform siddur cut out all references to Israel. The Shimon Esrei was an abridged Shimon Esrei. Didn't have a Yerushalayim Rechav Rachamim Toshuv. Didn't have a Sechazan Nainenu B'shuv Sid Rachamim. Because their theory was, we're a religion, we're not a nationality. We're Americans, or we're French, or we're English. And it happened to be, our religion is Judaism. So like a American Christian, a French Christian, it has nothing to do with nationality, your religion. So they said Judaism is the same. So we know today, it's since the reform started in America, it's a couple of hundred years, and in Germany, that they're basically finished. They're more, you know, they're basically not Jews, they have nothing today. Then you have, that was an attempt to do religion without the nationality. Then you have an attempt to do the nationality without the religion. These were, let's say, the maskilim, the Yiddishists, these now the secular Zionists. So they said, well, there's a Jewish nationality, whatever you want to call it Yiddish, Yiddishists, we'll call it Israelis. It's a nationality, but religion, no. I remember I once was volunteering in Israel. I also was around your age. I went to, the Russians were coming to Israel at the time, so I went to volunteer. I was in the Merkaz Klita, and I was helping register kids in Dati schools. So I had a French family, maybe seven children, and the guy who was running the Merkaz Klita, he registered all seven kids in the Chiloni school, and they were from France. They were going to a Dati school. So I remember I had a meeting. The father didn't really know the chiluk, dati, lo dati. He didn't know much. So I went to speak with the father to the head of the Merkaz Klita. Said the father, I said, you know, changed his mind. He wants his kids dati. So the fellow says to me, he says, I don't understand why you're doing. You're a missionary for the religion. The religion was good when they were in France. It kept them Jewish. But now they're in Israel. They're Jewish. They don't have to have the religion anymore. The widespread attitude that the Chilani world has over there. But we know that the products of that system, Israeli Chilonim, when they move to America, they intermarry as much as the secular Americans. Secular Americans today are different than the Reform. They just maybe have a Jewish nationality without the religion. So they're intermarrying. Astronomical rates, way over 80%, maybe 90% today is intermarriage among secular Jews. Israeli secular Jews, the same thing, just in Israel, it's hard to marry an Arab, so they don't marry too many guys. But once they come to America, L.A., New York City, secular Israelis, they marry guys all the time, as much as Americans. Because the Jewish nationality, without the Jewish religion, also doesn't work. So you can't have the religion without the nationality, and you can't have the nationality without the religion. It goes together. Shabbat Chabonim, Kol Amim, V'nasam Anuas Tavasai. Even though Sheva Levi maybe started off in the original situation where it was just nationality, because they didn't have mitzvahs. But once we got the Torah with mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tantilu Mamleches Kainim V'goy Kadosh. Mamechas Kainim means the mitzvahs. For Goy Kaddish means the identity as a Goy Kaddish. It goes together. There's also a Ramban. So the Geirus of Sinai was the Geirus of the Tzibur of Am Yisrael. But the Ramban writes a very interesting thing. The Ramban says that the Pashas is funny because it starts Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Mefidim V'yachanu the Midbar Sinai. Then all of a sudden it gets into the Seres HaDibros. All of a sudden it switches from Lashon Rabin, Vayisu, Vayachanu. It switches, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzei Sicha, Lo Yeh Lecha. It turns into Yochid. So the Ramban says, Dafka, an opposite idea. He says, let's say Am Yisrael besides, they don't want to keep the Torah. Like in Israel, majority of the Jews vote secular. They're not interested in laws of Shabbos, kashrus. They want to keep open the malls on Shabbos. They want buses. They want to have shrimp. shrimp restaurants, clam restaurants. So the majority, like it's a democracy. So the majority said Nasa v'nishma 3,500 years ago. And today the majority voted no. So what's wrong? Why can't you go bust the majority? So the Ramban says that's why the Torah switches from Rambam, Lashon Rambam, to Lashon Yachid. But the Yachid, he can't say, I'm following the majority. Majority now decided to vote against the Torah, Chas v'Shalom. You're a Yachid. You made that commitment as an individual. Even if every other Jew in the world decides to jump ship, you have to stick with it. There's two brisim. There is a bris with Am Yisrael. That's one Matan Torah. But there's also a Matan Torah to every single Jew. Whatever, we don't care what anybody else does. Not only we don't care what all the Goyim do, but we don't even care what all the other Jews do. Each Yachid has his own personal commitment and obligation to the Torah. That was Anoch Hashem Elokecha. I think Herman Wolf, in his book, wrote, this is my God. My God. So, double verse. The Rav said a very nice word that when they brought down, when Moshe brought down the Luchos, so he broke them because he saw they were worshipping the ego. So the Gemara says, how did he have the nerve to break the Luchos? So the Gemara says, he made a Kal V'chaimer. He said like this, that Korban Pesach, one mitzvah, says, Kol ben necha lo yechel bo. No, was it ben necha goy, you've added that. Ben necha mishin is naku, ma'asav lo avinu shiva shemai. He became a mumma, became a goy, he became an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, a Jew. He can't eat Pesach. So he says, if Am Yisrael is worshipping the idols, the golden calf, so if you can't eat Pesach, if you're an idol worshipper, even though you're Jewish, so certainly you can't get the Torah if you're worshipping idols. That was his Kal V'chaimer. So the Rav said it's a little bit of a problem here because it's one thing Korban Pesach, something else is to throw out the whole Torah. So he said that the Rav is that they were supposed to get a double bris. There was a bris of Sinai of the Tzibur, and there's a bris of Sinai of the Yachid, like Ramban says. What's the pshat by Pesach? Pesach, if there's a Jew who's worshipping idols, so he becomes a mumma, l'avodah zarah, which means that he is breaking, he violated his personal covenant. However, the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, he didn't lose. He loses his personal Kedusha, he's a mumma, l'avodah zarah. And that's the psul for Pesach. He can't do Pesach because he doesn't have the proper Kedusha of Yachid. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. I'm not just giving the Torah to the nation. If a nation, so there are a few people worshipping the idol. Ramban says maybe 3,000, 6,000 people out of 600,000, maybe 1% were worshipping the idol. 99% were not involved. So as far as the nation, why should they lose their Kedusha? But you couldn't get every single Jew as a Yachid to get the Kedusha of Sinai because there were 3,000 people worshipping Avodah Zarah. Those 3,000 people couldn't get the Kedushas Yachid. And the bris was ma'akev, the double bris. Not enough a bris of tzib, you need a bris of kol echad ve'echad. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't give the luchos, even though Am Yisrael maybe should get it, but I can't give it to each Yachid ve'yachid, so therefore I have to break them. That's the pshat that Lord gave us, a very beautiful pshat. So, moving a little bit over to the Chamisha Asa Ba'av, you know, we celebrate the seventh species. So last night we ran a tish, we went through it at length, but just kids and nimrods. The seventh species that we celebrate, Chita, Sorah, Geth, Obtain, Rima, etc., has to do with each Yachid, the Midos. Each of those species, a certain individual trait, the Chita, is Chachma. And then the Zayis Shemen is Bina. And the Sa'ora is Das. And then you have the Tamar. Tamar is the Tzadik. And the Yayin is Simcha. And the Te'ena is Shmira. And the Rimon are Mitzvos. It was like this. If a person wants to develop themselves, They have to develop themselves intellectually. They have to learn a lot, have a lot of chachma, but to think a lot, to understand things, have bina. And they have to let Hashem come in and cook this chachma and bina and make it a real cohesive system of thought. And that's the das. And if you do that, and you work on yourself, you can become a tzaddik. And you have simcha. But you have to have a lot of shmira. You have to watch. Because even a tzaddik can fall. Al tamen v'asimcha ad yom nos, you have to have shmira. And if you do that, you live a fulfilled life full of Torah and mitzvahs. That's what each person has to do. But, of course, together with Am Yisrael, it's a double risk. So to bring this a little bit down to earth, now in the yeshiva, the focus of a yeshiva bachur is as a yachid. Especially this yeshiva, more than any other yeshiva, focuses on the yachid. I remember Rabbi Berman, he gave a speech, he said he used to learn in the Beis Medrash till late at night, and he didn't know the names of anybody else in the Beis Medrash. He says he finished the Beis Medrash at night, there may be four boys here, he knew his chavusa, but he didn't know the names of the other two. He was here for a few years. So, and I think that it's probably true nowadays also. I see boys learning one-on-one by themselves. I hardly see ever a group of 7 boys, 10 boys, you know, cooking and learning and hacking, like you see in other yeshivas. You don't see the yehirta. Anyway, I don't think it's so good, but that's the fact. So learning Torah, in general, is a yachid process. It's my mind, my thinking, my work. What about, it's not enough, because as we just went through it, you can develop yourself, but Am Yisrael, it's a double bris, so I have to not just develop myself as a yachid, I have to develop myself as part of a tzibur. How's that supposed to happen in a yeshiva? You know, the yeshiva is designed for the development of the yachid, not for the development of the tzibur. So Bosai, I think about this quite often. The Gemara says in the Mishnah, that Hashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, Ala Toyer, Ala Vayt, Al Gmilas Chasadim. It means the world, the Tzibur, and the Yachid. Everything is these three pillars. Torah, Avoda, Gmilas Chasadim. Someone's going to develop one pillar. The building's supposed to have three pillars. Let's say this room has, I don't know, 6, 7 pillars. 2, 4, 6. Okay, 6 pillars in this room. Let's say whoever built the room would say, we don't need 6 pillars. We're going to build this room with only 2 pillars. Well, it'll collapse. We'll collapse. It's designed for 6. You can't have just 2. If it says in the Mishnah, Ashlosh Advarim Ha'olam Omed, you need 3 pillars. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. You may say, I'm only developing 1 pillar. I'm learning Torah. Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, we'll do another time. When? He has no idea. When's he going to do Avodah? When he's a lawyer? He's a doctor? When is he going to develop that? Right now I'm doing Torah. I'm not interested in the other 2 pillars. So rather, it's going to be a building which will collapse. It's not going to be strong enough if it says, Shlosh Devar Ma'olam Omei. So what is it? So he says, the boy says, but the yeshiva is not designed. It's not designed for these other 2 pillars. It's only designed for the pillar of Torah. I don't have anything else here to help me. So I don't understand that because Avodah, says, Eiz Avodah Sheba Lev Hev Omer Zat Tfila. Avodah doesn't mean you run to the base of me, you bring a carbon, you go up and have a bias, you fight the PLO, you run have a bias, you know, from this inch, that inch. Avodah means daven. So we have it 3 times a day. So if a person says, I have to develop the pillar of Avodah, that means I have to develop the pillar of davening. Otherwise, I'm a building with 1 pillar, it's going to collapse. So what does it mean to go to a speed minion where it says on the piece of paper by the Amud, you're not allowed to daven past this time. It's unbelievable. I was in Eretz Yisrael now for about a month. I was in Ramat Beit Shemesh, so there's tons of shuls, and there's one big shul, which is the Yeshiva Shul. And there, I'm chiyuv, so I daven for the Amud. On every Amud, there's a piece of paper. Piece of paper says, make sure that you daven at least this long. Because it says, from the brachas of Shachris until Yishtabach must be at least, not less than 20 minutes. And it says, from Baruchu until Gal Yisrael cannot be less than 9 minutes. It says, Shmona Esre Balachash must be at least 7 minutes. I'm fantastic. It makes me daven normal pace. Here, just the opposite. I come there and it says on the piece of paper, do not daven more than 5 minutes from Baruch Shema till Yishtabach. Do not daven from Yishtabach till Gal Yisrael more than 3 minutes. Shmon Esrei, 2 minutes. Rabbeinu Shalom, what's Tutzuch Tov? Ever Olam Hafuch? Mamish Olam Hafuch. It's so bad that I can't daven in any minyan except clock. Can't, because I'm not shayach. Now there's a new mishigas that they brought in official minyanim, no tachanun. Now I'm a little bit of a chassidish guy, and I know certain chassidim have an antipathy to tachanun. They don't like it. This chassidish is far, that's why they don't like tachanun. But that's not what's going on over here. They just want to cut out more. So I told the gabbai, one of those minyanim, I said, if you're not going to say tachanun every day, at least put up a big sign with a picture every day of the yard site of the Rebbe that you're celebrating. So that's the reason you're not saying tachanun. But half the yeshivas davening minyanim without tachanun. Half. Out of 1,000 boys, 500 are davening, if they're davening, in a place which does not say tachanun every day. Sunday through Friday. Plus, the minyan cannot be more than 30 minutes. So this is avoda. It's like trying to build a pillar, and instead of a pillar built with cement and iron, you build it with sand. Or you build it with eggs. It's nothing. I can only daven in gluck. I have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get it at 7:45, so I can daven with a normal minyan. But if I go anyplace else, I don't know what the point is. So, it's just an exercise in the fit, speed reading, speed Hebrew reading. I remind myself I once davened in a minyan in Teaneck. I was invited to a bris. So for some reason they gave me the Amid I should daven. So I davened Shachrus, a regular Shachrus. Okay, Tachet was no Tachnum as a bris. So it took me 45 minutes. Here I look in the clock, my daven Shachrus takes me 57 minutes a Tuesday or Wednesday, which is normal. The Baal HaTanya writes in one of his letters, he says, he doesn't understand how anyone can daven any Shachrus Tuesday, Wednesday, less than an hour. He says, really, l'chadchila, you should daven Shachrus for 2 hours. But it says, I see people don't like it, it's hard. So b'di'evet, amadim, my chassidim, can daven a Shachrus without Kriyas HaTorah, nothing, in 1 hour. So I look at the clock, and I daven here in Gluck, and I see I'm doing 57 minutes. I'm almost a b'di'evet of the Baal HaTanya. Baruch Hashem, getting close. One day we'll hit the hour, and then we'll say, okay, now it's b'di'evet. But if you want to, so it's very easy. My point is, the yeshiva gives you at least one place where you can develop avoda. Can't say, yeshiva is designed just for Torah, but avoda, nothing. Davening, I don't know, my next gilgul, when I come back next time, they'll put me in, with that minyan in Beit Shemesh, where they daven at least an hour of the Shachrus. But this gilgul is just hope. Not a good idea, the Chassidim say it's not a good idea to come back to all of my MS, and they say, okay, what did you do? I did Torah. What about avoda? wasn't designed. I wasn't in the right place. Okay, back down. Sending you back. It's terrible to go back in a Gilgul. It's one of the worst punishments ever. Much worse. Better go to Gehenna, even the Gemara says, than to go in a Gilgul. Sometimes the Gilgul is they make you a cockroach. They make you a bird. You never know what you're going to be in the Gilgul. You can become an ant. Become an apple. Who wants to do that? So, my recommendation is like this. Instead of having 30 fellas in Gluck in the morning, you should have 300. Everybody should have in Gluck. Until you can create another minyan where they say tachanun every day, and they talk to say every word. So I was telling the story in Teaneck. I davened there, and I davened like a 45-minute shacharis. So a fellow comes over to me and says, Rabbi Reichman, I have to give you a big yashar koach. I say, why? He says, the first time I davened and said every word in 6 months. I said, really, what's going on? He says, I'm a chiyuv, and I davened shacharis all the time. But I used, when I started, I said every word. People said, you're slow, such a slow poke. So we have to get out. So I in order for me to do it, I say like this. I say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzo Baruch Hoshech Otzo Shalom Averes Hakol, Baruch Ato Hashem Yotza Moros. Abba Rabba Hashem Achtanu, Baruch Ato Hashem Orba Mo Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Shem Chaycha Emes. First time in 6 months. I'm davening every word. Big Yashu Kayach, come more often. That's what's going on in all these minyanim. It is physically impossible. Absolutely. Even a computer on the highest speed couldn't say the word so fast. Not Shayach. But the main thing is not pass this time. You have to finish. Main thing is to finish. Finish davening. So, Bosa, really, if you want to develop the second pillar, right now there's only one option, Gluck. That's the second pillar. Now I want to talk about the third pillar, which is Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim. Okay, my yeshiva is not designed for Gemilas Chasadim. Not too many yeshivas in general are designed for Gemilas Chasadim. But the world stands on Gemilas Chasadim. Again, you have two pillars, supposed to have three. How will we do Gemilas Chasadim? So I want to tell you something, which today at the Rosh Yeshiva meeting, we had a Rosh Yeshiva meeting, and someone made a statement there, which I actually was shocked. He said like this. He said, there are two projects which are known as Yeshiva University projects. One is called Yachad, and one is called Camp Hask. He says, I know from personal experience the last few years, Yachad and Camp Hask, both for children, young adults with mental, developmental issues. He says, both of them have had to cut back. They're not inviting or letting as many people come as, you know, clients, because they don't have enough volunteers. Because you have to have like a one-on-one or one-on-two a volunteer client. If you don't have enough volunteers, you can't bring a boy for Shabbos. So there are not enough fellows volunteering from YU to go for Shabbaton for Yachad, or to go for a Camp Hask Shabbaton. I was shocked. I could not believe it. Hask and Yachad are really like the pe'er, the crown, the ateres of our yeshiva. The our boys do it. How is it possible that they don't have enough volunteers? We have 1,000 boys, and there's not enough volunteers. Could not believe what I was listening to today, Mamish today. So that is chesed. Listen, you have to do chesed. And you're learning the Sechta Sukkah, so I imagine that some of you, I know some of you are doing bikiyas, so you get the Daf Chaf Hei, or my Osik B'mitzvah Patman HaMitzvah. Someone's going to say, I'm learning Torah, therefore I'm part of Chesed. Such a false
Sheker. It's just like saying Torah was not given in Har Sinai. Torah is the one mitzvah which says do other mitzvahs. It doesn't say I'm osek in Torah, I'm part of a mitzvah. Chas v'shalom. The Rambam says beferish a mitzvah she'i efshel aser day acherim. You have to close the Gemara and go do the mitzvah. This is our mitzvah. Yachad can't pass. We're going to stop that because we're masmidim. And then when it's time for the MCATs, all of a sudden we're not a masmid. We have to get into medical school. But I'm a masmid. I can't go for a weekend to a Yachad Shabbaton. What about the third pillar? It's chasadim. And there's no excuse. There's mamish no excuse whatsoever. So, what I want to say is that the other two pillars are here, but if the tzibur, in other words, the yeshiva, which is the community, is not providing a very strong program to help us learn how to daven, to help us learn how to do chesed, so okay. But there's a bris yachid, coming back to the first idea. I have my own responsibility. Forget about everybody else. I don't care about anybody else. They don't want to do mitzvah, so fine. I have to do it myself. That's what Ramban says. There's a bris yachid. The yachid's achiv. It's nothing to do with the tzibur. It is available. You can daven with kavana. You can do chesed. You have to decide to do it. You decide to do it. No one, if the tzibur doesn't do it, then you do it. Malcolm Shainish, Ishtadel, Leosish. Have a good Kabbalah Satara.